his friend. This year should be a special schus. My good friend, Rabbi Chana Meir ben Chaya Rachel. Rachel v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the great Tzaddik Ranana, Yitzhak HaKohen Haberman. Perek Yates, Pasuk Yitches, Parshas Kedoshim, Lasikim, Lasitrom, Spinei Amecha, Ve'avta, V'Re'acha, Kamocha. Do not take revenge against the people, your fellow Jews. You should love your neighbor, and you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. You should love your friend as you love yourself. So says Rabbeinu Zatzal, L'chor etzarech lahavin. We have to understand. Why does it start with a mitzvah lo say don't, and then conclude with a mitzvah saseh, also in the previous pasuk? It starts, do not hate your brother in your heart, and then it says you should rebuke him, and you shouldn't bear sin. Why doesn't it do, if you're talking in this pasuk, it's one sentence. So if the sentence is focusing on the positive, then say a positive, negative, negative. In other words, if you want to talk about mitzvah say, then have in the same pasuk the two mitzvah says, and if you want to talk about los says, the don'ts, then have one pasuk with the two los says. Why do we have one pasuk? Each pasuk is split up, half a say and half los say. So, we can answer as follows. Chazal tell us, Shabbos 31a, a maisa with a certain guy who comes before Shammai, and he says, Rebbe, I want you to convert me on condition that you teach me the entire Torah when I'm standing on one leg. So Shammai didn't like that, and he pushed him away with the building stick, the measuring stick, in his hand. He comes before Hillel, and Hillel converts him, and he tells him, listen, my friend, De'alecha sane l'chavrech lo sa'aved, what is hateful unto you, thou shalt not do to your friend. Ze kol ha'Torah kula. That's everything. V'yidach perusha zil gemor, and the rest is commentary. Go and learn. All the mefarshim are marich b'bir agadazu. There are numerous explanations to this fascinating story. What's hateful unto yourself, madalecha sani, what's hateful unto yourself, don't do unto your brother. I hope I translated that correctly. That's the whole Torah, and the rest is commentary. It all starts with what's hateful unto you, don't do to your brother. So the Maharsha's medakdek, the Maharsha notes that in the mice of the Ger Rishon, the first Ger comes before Hillel, and he says to him, I want you to convert me on condition that you teach me only the written law. I go for the written stuff. I don't go for the oral stuff. So I only want you to teach me the written law. So it says that Shammai Garbo. Shammai scolded him and cast him out with a reprimand, Rosio ben Azifa. And then Hillel was Megayarim, etc. In the second story, it says he pushed him away with the Amas Habinyan Shebiyado. He pushed him away with the builder's cubit in his hand. This was a common measuring stick, and Shammai, believe it or not, was a builder by trade. So why in the first story did he just reprimand him, rebuke him, and in the second story he pushed him away with this stick? So the Maharsha writes that what the guy wanted was as follows, that it's known that in our Torah there are two parts. There's 248 assays, positive commandments, and 365 los assays, and the guy thought that the essay part is difficult to accept. Mashen came the los essay part, that it's just passive, you just don't have to do anything, that's easier to fulfill. And that's what he said to him, al regel achas. What does it mean, al regel achas, one leg? Meaning, just the los assays, just the don'ts. And therefore he pushed him away with Amos HaBinyan. He's coming to hint to him that just like I need this measuring stick to measure the building, to do my architecture work, and where to leave empty space, and where to build, I need to have windows and openings and doorways, otherwise there's not going to be a building. So too the assays are like a building, and the los assays are like the empty areas, the openings. You can't have one without the other. You need both. You can't have a building where everything is built, there's going to be no space, and you can't have it's completely open, then it's not a building. So you need the Asseis and the Los Asseis. So he comes before Hillel, and Hillel tells him that the Asseis, just like the Los Asseis, are written in the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Lo Sikon v'lo Sitor, and then Ve'afta l'Reicha Kamocha. Don't take revenge. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. And that's what he said to him. The Asseis of Ve'afta l'Reicha Kamocha, he tells him this Asseis in a Lashon of a Los Asseis. What's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. L'chavrich lo save. In other words, you can't guard yourself from not harming your friend unless you love him positively like you love yourself. That even though you know yourself that you did something evil, you don't take revenge against yourself and hit yourself. A person looks at something he shouldn't look at, so what does he do? He takes a fork and he pokes himself in the eye. No, he loves himself. So too with your friend. You know your friend did something to you, so you love him. You don't want to take revenge. You're hurting yourself. So this Asseis is a shmirah for the Los Asseis. In order to properly keep the Los Asseis of Los Sikam Los Sitor, you need the V'haftarech Kamocha. Therefore he said, V'haftarech Kamocha in the negative sense. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. Telling him that the Asseis and the Los Asseis go together, that even the Asseis needs the Los Asseis. The Los Asseis needs the Asseis, they go together. So the Asseis is a commentary to the Los Asseis. And that's what he said. This is the whole Torah. And the rest is commentary. In other words, this is the don'ts. And the commentary are the do's. That's how to keep the don'ts. That's how to keep the Los Sikam v'Los Sitor. It's through V'haftal Reicha Kamocha. Ka'omram Zal, like the rabbis tell us in Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Chafalef, Imasisa Chavilo Saveros, Venisrachakta Migvula Kedusha Vitara, Venitbata Vitsada Rava Tumrachman Alitzlan. If a person has done loads of Averos, and he's distanced himself from the borders of Kedusha, holiness and purity, and he has drowned in the evil side, and in the Tumadika side, and in the impurity, in such a situation, he can't return, because then he has this evil spirit on him that makes him transgress his own understanding and the knowledge of his Dato V'Das Kono, his own understanding of Das Hashem. We see in Erevin 41b, Asei Zos Benivi Malet V'Asei Chavilos Mitzvos Kenegdam V'Ayidei Zeh Yitayer Ha'avir Asobuchah V'Teva Arav V'Tum L'Sachis Achim Mokom Ha'Metunah V'Musrach V'Avir Machnik U'Mi'Avir Tzach U'Borech V'Astucha L'Zkos L'Tshuva. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitz is to do mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, if you have a lot of averus, do mitzvahs. Purify the air. It's like an air freshener. And then all the evil that surrounds you will go away, because the evil can't take all the good. So that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah to be good, to avoid the Los Asseis, is to do the Asseis. Once a person is surrounded by the Koach HaTumah, it's hard to extricate himself. Like the Chiddush HaRim says, Sur Meiraz, Ve'u Val Tashgiach Alav. Go away from the evil. Don't pay any attention to him. V'asei tov, and do mitzvahs. V'yivrach hara mimcha, and the ra will run away from you, and memela, everything will be good. And therefore, the Torah mixed in the asei and the los asei in one pasuk, that through the mitzvahs asei, avochech techichas amisecha, tuchal benokel liyishamer milos asei delosisna sechicha bulbavecha. By keeping the asei, you can guard yourself from the los asei. If you do the asei avochech tochiach, and you're not going to hate him. You see he's doing something wrong. So you rebuke him. You see that he hurt you. So you tell him about it, and then you make peace. So you're going to come to keep the Los Asseis by keeping the Asseis. You're not going to hate him because you gave him rebuke. You're not going to take revenge because you love him. Because you can't have one without the other. That's what Hillel was trying to tell him. And that's why in Dafka, we explained before, clarifying the second story, he pushed away by Amas HaBinyan Shebiyado. Why? Because in the first story, he wasn't asking him to teach him the Torah on one leg. In the second story, he's asking him to teach the Torah on one leg. In other words, the guy says, listen, I just want to do the Los Asseis. And the answer is no, it's like a building. You need Asseis and you need Los Asseis. You need the built part and you need the empty open areas. You can't have one without the other. You can't have Los Asseis without Asseis. It's one Shleimus. The Torah is one Shleimus. So you need them both. And that's why we have the Asseis and Los Asseis in the same pasuk, to tell you that they're interdependent. Alright, we'll do one more shtickle. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, shtickle goreres shtickle. Lasis nechicha bavavecha, yivur api amram zal. We can explain this based on the word in Ksubis 67a about Naktimon Ben Gurion, that even though the after of it stuck, even though he did stucka, the chvodu David, he only did it for his own covet. Or kideboy leilo of it, or he didn't give as much as he was supposed to. There's a tiny Naktimon Ben Gurion, that he didn't give his stucka properly. He did it chvodu, or he didn't give as much as he could have. So there's a metzias of a person who gives staka and he gives it very generously, and nevertheless he's not Yotze. So that's what the pasuk says. Losisna sachicha bilvavecha. Don't hate your friend with your heart, perish. Im levavcha atov, with your good heart, that you give staka and you do a lot of chesed and your friend doesn't. In other words, don't hate your brother with your heart. You have a good heart. You see that you're a better person. And you see he's not so good. And that can bring about hatred. So, adarabah, hocheach tocheach as atzmacha. Im amitecha. In other words, hocheach tocheach, give rebuke. Pasuk says, give rebuke to your friend. But the pasuk can also be read, give rebuke to who? To yourself. Through your friend. When looking at your friend, give rebuke to yourself. Because that's the famous yisod of the Baal Shem Tov. We're in the Mori Naim in Parshas Chukas, that when you see in your friend faults, that's showing you from Shemaim, it's a mirror showing you from Shemaim, that you're also at fault, that you have something to fix. So you can have a matzah where you think you're so great, and in fact, in Shemaim, they want better from you. And when you see faults in your friend, know that they're showing you from Shemaim, you also have to improve yourself. No, so we should be zocha to be mekayim, all the mitzvahs, so many beautiful mitzvahs in these parashiyas. And we should be zochah limud olam et lishma v'las lakams called the great psalm to us. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.